This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a two-day visit to Mauritius tonight. During his visit, the Prime Minister will take part in the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest on Wednesday. Mauritius celebrates the National Day on the 12th of March every year to commemorate its independence from British rule in 1968. In his departure statement, ahead of his state visit to the island nation, Prime Minister Modi today said, "Mauritius is a close maritime neighbour, a key partner in the Indian Ocean and a gateway to the African continent." Mr. Modi noted that significant strides have been made in the past 10 years with people-centric initiatives. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to the opportunity to engage with the Mauritius leadership to elevate the partnership in all its facets and strengthen the enduring friendship for the progress and prosperity of people as well as for security and development in the Indian Ocean region. The Parliament passed the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today on the first day of the second part of the budget session. The bill seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989 and intends to strengthen the power of the Railways Board by enhancing the functioning and independence of the body. Lok Sabha has already given its nod to this Railways Amendment Bill 2024 last year. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "Indian Railway is undergoing continuous reforms focusing on infrastructure modernization, technology adoption and improves safety."
आपने 60 साल तक राज किया इस देश पे, किस मुंह से आज बोलते हो आप? इन 60 वर्षों में आपने 20,000 किलोमीटर इलेक्ट्रिफाई किया, मोदी जी ने 11 साल में 45,000 किलोमीटर इलेक्ट्रिफाई किया। आपके 60 साल के काम को किसी भी पैरामीटर पे देख लीजिए, 60 साल बनाम 11 साल, हर जगह 11 साल के इस काम में आपको अधिक शक्ति, अधिक पावर, अधिक अचीवमेंट दिखाई देगी।
The Lok Sabha passed the Bills of Lading Bill 2024 to boost commercial activities in maritime sector. The bill will replace the Indian Bills of Lading Act 1856, which provides a legal framework for issuance of bills of lading. A bill of lading refers to a document issued by a freight carrier to a shipper. It contains details including the type, quantity, condition and destination of goods being carried. The Act states that a bill of lading is conclusive evidence of goods on board. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said, "India and Armenia ties are deeply rooted in history." During the opening remarks in his meeting with Foreign Minister of Armenia, Ararat Mirzoan, in Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that the first Armenian newspaper was published in India. He said, "Bilateral trade and defence collaboration have increased." Dr. Jaishankar also expressed happiness that they have joined the International Big Cat Alliance. President Draupadi Murmu today called upon students to adopt the mindset of generating employment instead of getting employment. She said, as an entrepreneur, they can find solutions to social problems through their innovative ideas and contribute to the progress of society. The president was speaking at the convocation ceremony of Guru Jambeshwar University of Science and Technology at Hisar in Haryana. Later in the day, President Murmu addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Brahma Kumaris at Hisar. Speaking at the event, the president said, "Spirituality transcends man-made boundaries and unites the entire humanity." Russia today ordered two British diplomats stationed at the embassy in Moscow to leave the country within 2 weeks over spying allegations. Russia's Federal Security Service accused the diplomats of providing false personal data when seeking permission to enter the country and engaging in activities that threatened country's national security. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, the match between Mumbai Indians and Gujarat Giants is underway in Mumbai. Chasing a target of 180 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Gujarat were 65 for 4 in 10 overs a short while ago. Earlier put into bat, Mumbai posted 179 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Both Mumbai and Gujarat have already secured a spot in the playoffs along with Delhi Capitals. However, today's match is crucial as it can determine the first finalist of the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.